He's been in politics since 2005 when his late father, former Prime Minister Rafiq Hariri, was assassinated. Saad Hariri has since been Lebanon's leading Muslim Sunni politician, but the three-time prime minister is withdrawing from political life.
There is no room for any positive opportunities for Lebanon due to the Iranian influence. Our indecisiveness with the international community, internal divisions, and sectarianism. I am suspending work in political life, and so is the Future Movement. And I am not running in the election, nor will the Future Movement.
The Future Movement is the largest Sunni-led party in parliament, but the balance of power is against them.
He is running against a very strong Syrian-Iranian alliance in the country. And therefore, given that, it seems that the Saudis and the Gulf states in general are not willing to pay much of an investment.
Hariri, like his father, was once Saudi Arabia's man in Lebanon. But in recent years, that changed. So has Hariri's policy towards Hezbollah, backed by the predominantly Shia Iran. Once confrontational, his critics see him as too compromising. Hariri's exit is a turning point in Lebanese politics. The Hariris have dominated the Sunni leadership since the end of the civil war in 1990. But for many, his decision isn't a surprise. Hariri's political position weakened in recent years. The former prime minister himself acknowledged making what he called mistakes by engaging with foes at the expense of allies.
The Sunni sect consists of 33% of the population, and this poses grave consequences.
There is no obvious leader to replace him, but it appears there are efforts to form an anti-Hezbollah alliance.
What comes next is that we should have a large alliance concerning Hezbollah hegemony on the politics and on everything in Lebanon.
Even Hariri's allies have criticized the former prime minister for sharing power with Hezbollah, which, along with its allies, won the last election. Their opponents are hoping to change that in the upcoming vote in May. Some may argue Hariri may have been standing in the way. Zana Khoder, Al Jazeera, Beirut.